Hey, it's Digital Sister, and I'm back with my fifth podcast. Like I said before, I'm feeling like, you know, Jerry Seinfeld having coffee, driving around with other comedians in conversation, or James Corson, who does his karaoke in the car. So looks like Digital Sister for maybe another couple of podcasts or two will be a podcast in the car. So again, it makes it really great to be able to decide to drop a podcast, you know, when you feel inspired to do so. So I just had a couple of musings about our new president-elect, Trump, and just continuing to read, you know, lots of articles, and like I brought up before in the other podcasts, reading articles about why white women voted him in and the whole psychology with that. And just really trying to, you know, understand and learn, you know, some new viewpoints as we move into, I think, another uncharted territory, you know, in the country. Even though some of the stuff, you know, we've been through before. But after having, I think, 8 years of civility and getting the economy back together for the most part and things, you know, pretty much working, we're moving into a time of very much uncertainty, and we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know if, like other administrations, Republican administrations, they plunge the economy into, you know, chaos and recession and all of that. So I'm hoping, you know, that doesn't happen. So we'll see. But in any event, the other thing I was thinking about with the election of Trump is it's just going to make him richer. And it's just going to make his children richer. And you see the potential conflicts that are already happening. And his talking heads are all trying to, you know, poo-poo it like, oh, don't worry about it. It's no big deal. And even Mr. Trump said, hey, well, you guys knew that I had business deals all over the world and you still elected me. So I think you're going to see people again playing by their rules. It'll be interesting to see what kind of hand-wringing goes on, talking about all these conflicts. But again, you know, you knew that when he was voted in. His daughter and son-in-law sitting in on meetings with heads of state, and they don't have security clearances, saying that he's going to turn over the business and into a blind trust for his kids to run, but clearly hasn't let go of the reins, and I don't think he ever will. So you're going to see a guy who's used to playing by his rules and bringing that into government, and you're going to see all the little minions justified, I think, for a moment until we get more into his presidency and he probably doesn't go along with what they want to do. And then you're going to see, I think, a lot of uproar. So I think, and plus he's also kind of reversed some decisions on what he campaigned on. Because, you know, again, that was the rhetoric to get people charged up, and that was the rhetoric to revive and bring to the forefront this alt-right. Now, I was often wondering what that alt means. Is that alternative right? Or I don't know what that means, but, you know, this whole new term for white nationalism. I watched a video of Richard Spencer, who put on a conference for his National Policy Institute down in Washington, D.C. They had it at Mangiano, so I'm sure, you know, Mangiano may have a little fallout for them hosting, you know, this group, even though they claim that it was booked under another name. But I think you're going to find more and more places being more concerned about who's booking, even though, you know, it's still money, but you don't want the public relations nightmare that goes with it. But anyway, Richard Spencer had a weekend gathering in Washington, D.C., sponsored by his National Policy Institute. And I watched this video, and it was pretty frightening because, you know, these folks, men and women, white men and women, were giving the Hitler salute, the Heil Hitler salute, and it was like, wow, are we in Germany, you know, watching the unveiling of this kind of frightening behavior again? So it was pretty scary to see, but it was also, I think, something that you should see so that you can become aware of viewpoints and how dangerous rhetoric is, and just seeing where these people's heads are. So for one thing, with Richard Spencer, he's kind of coined a word for like-minded folks called identitarians, and that is his preferred label for white identity politics. And so basically, he sees Trump's election as validating their view that the United States is failing because it has embraced multiculturalism and political correctness at the expense of its European heritage. And so his viewpoint is that Donald Trump needs him. That was the group that really took on his candidacy and brought forth all of this, you know, stuff that's going on now. So I think there's going to be, you know, little power struggles in those ranks. And this alt-right is the Tea Party of the last election. And so all these little fringe groups, you know, keep coming up, and splinters of the same philosophy, white supremacy, because that's basically really what it all comes down to. And so, you know, like I said before, Trump is he's saying that he's now distancing himself, you know, from the white nationalists and the KKK and things like that. But, you know, clearly during the campaign, you know, he was all about the rhetoric and really catering to the fears, essentially, of what that's all about. And I did see a tweet. I believe it was from Toni Morrison, who said the election was all about the fear of whites losing white privilege and wanting to ensure that they don't lose their place in society, you know, against all these other groups that seemingly are taking over. And that's why this whole slogan of Make America Great Again and Taking Back Our Country. So anyway, I think it's difficult sometimes to watch some of this stuff, but I think it's important to learn and hear how they're thinking and that kind of stuff if you happen to run across any, you know, videos that are posted on media. 'Cause you have to know what you're dealing with. You have to know how the enemy is thinking and how new ways and how they're infiltrating and moving into basically corporate America in a way that seems to be more bold and seems to be less wanting to hide behind the sheet, so to speak. It's very much in your face. So again, it makes sense to just be aware and pay attention to all those things. So I think it's going to be an interesting time. It's a scary time. It's an unsettling time. It's a disturbing time. And we all have to wait and see what happens and hope that we can hope for the best, because that's really all that any of us can do. We don't have a magic crystal ball, even though we would like to. You know, we just have to unfortunately see how it happens and hope that however things pan out, it doesn't be something that turns out to be detrimental, you know, to your life and your way of living, that kind of thing. But anyway, I just wanted to bring that up in this podcast, and just want to say have a very happy Thanksgiving with your family and friends, and enjoy, you know, pigging out and just having a good time and enjoying the joy of friends and family. So in any case, Digital Sister signing out. Happy Thanksgiving. And I'll be back with you in a few days.